Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig, in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezos Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Gimel. The Gemara and Daf Gimel refers back to that. The Gemara explains in Daf Beis Mebeis that our Mishnah is Chasuri Mechsira. And our Mishnah, besides for telling us the halacha of Kinui Nedarim Kenedarim, is also telling us halacha of Yodais Nedarim Kenedarim, which the Mishnah goes on to explain. Now, what is the case of Yodais Nedarim? For example, someone said, Mudarni Memcha, Mufreshani Memcha, Meruchkani Memcha. Even though he did not say a complete Lashon Neder, still the halacha is Yodais Nedarim Kenedarim. A Yad of a Neder is also like a Neder. Our Gemara goes on to explain that what is the Makar of Yodais Nedarim Kenedarim? The Gemara explains that there is a machlekes, what the makar of Yodais Nedarim Kenedarim is. Either the makar of Yodais Nedarim Kenedarim is learnt out from Nazir. By Nazir, the Pasuk says, Nazir lehazir lehashem. And from the fact that the Pasuk says, Nazir lehazir, instead of saying lehazir, Nazir, we learn out Yodais Neziros Kenezeros. And just like by Neziros, there is a lach of Yodais Neziros Kenezeros, so too by Nedarim, there is a lach of Yodais Nedarim Kenedarim, since the Torah is Makish Nedarim to Neziros. That is according to one Mandamer, the Makar of Yodais Nedarim Kenedarim. According to the other Mandamer, the Gemara explains that the Makar of Yodais Nedarim Kenedarim is from Nedarim itself, since by Nedarim itself the Pasuk says Lindar Neder. From the Kethel Lashon of Lindar Neder, we learn out Yodais Nedarim Kenedarim. And just like by Nedarim, there is Alacha of Yodais Nedarim Kenedarim, we learn out from Nedarim to Neziros. That so too by Neziros, Lawaches Yodais, Neziros, Kenezeros, since again, Neziros and Nedarim are Iskosh Va'adadi, the Torah is Makesh, Neziros and Nedarim to each other. Now before we speak about the Iker Chiddush of Yodais, Nedarim, Kenedarim, I would like to speak about the Rosh's Kasha that the Rosh asks before in Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Rosh asks the following Kasha: who needs a parasha of Yodais, Nedarim, Kenedarim? Why isn't it enough the fact that he was Gomer Belibay, the fact that he decided to make a neder? Why is it necessary for him to express his neder? The Rosh answers that in order to be considered a neder, one needs to express one's neder. As the Rosh says, one sees in the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chavavim Beis that Shmuel says, Gomer Belibay, if someone decided to make a Shavua Tzarech Lohitzi V'Sfasav, he has to express the Shavua in order to be considered a Shavua. As Shmuel learns out from the Pasuk of Avate Bisfasayim. From the Pasuk of Avate Bisfasayim, we learn out that in order to be considered a Shvuah, one has to express himself. It is not enough the fact that he decided to make a Shvuah. And therefore, the Rosh says that just like by a Shvuah, the Halacha is that one needs Bitoy Sfasayim in order to be considered a Shvuah, so too by a Neder, one needs Bitoy Sfasayim in order to be considered a Neder. And for that reason, we need the Chiddush of Yodais, the Yodais and Darim Kenedarim. Since one needs a Bitis Vasayim, it was in Schadish in the parasha of Yodais and Darim that a Yad of a Neder is enough to be considered a Bitis Vasayim, is enough to be considered an expression of a Neder. So again, the Rosh's explanation of the Chiddush of Yodais and Darim is based on that there is a Pasuk that by Shvua one needs a Bitis Vasayim. And therefore, so too by neder one needs a bitayis vasayim. And the chiddush of Yodais Nedarim is that a yad of a neder is considered a bitayis vasayim. The Rosh and Tainis, Perak Aleph, Simon Yud Gimel, brings down the following chiddush b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that even though there is a halacha, as the Gemara says, Masechta Tainis, called Tainis, Shekibul Ov, Mebaidyim, Roishme Tainis, that in order to be considered a Tainis, one has to accept upon himself the Tainis before the Tainis starts. Rabbeinu Tam says that Kabbalah does not have to be bepeh. One does not have to say that he is being mekabel on himself a Tainis, but rather it is enough that he thinks to be mekabel on himself a Tainis. As Rabbeinu Tam says that even though by a Shvuah there is a halacha of Bitois Vasayim, one has to express himself in order to be considered a Shvuah, Nedarim are different, and Nedarim, even without one expressing a Neder, it is still considered a Neder. As Rabbeinu Tam explains that we renounce all Nedarim from Hektish. And just like by Hektish, there is a halacha that even without expressing oneself, it is considered a Neder for Hektish, as the Gemara in Shvuah Tav Chavavim Beis runs out from the Pasuk of a Kol Nediv Leiv, so too by all Nedarim work, even Belev, Even without expressing oneself, it is considered a neder. And therefore, as far as Kabbalah's Tainus is concerned, even if one was Makabbalah Tainus on himself, believe, that is also enough to be considered a Kabbalah's Tainus, and one does not need to express a Kabbalah's Tainus in order to be considered a Kabbalah's Tainus. So again, from Rabbeinu Tam, L'chero, one sees that Rabbeinu Tam understands that by all Nedarim there is a halacha that a neder, even believe, is considered a neder. And the whole halacha of Bitois Vasayim that the Gemara says in Shvuah Stav Chafavim Rebeis is only referring to a Shvuah. A neder does not need Bitois Vasayim. If so, one has to understand, according to Rabbeinu Tam, how will Rabbeinu Tam answer the kasha of the Rosh? Again, the Rosh asks, who needs the parasha of Yodis Nedarim Kenedarim? Why isn't it enough the fact that he was Gomer Belibay to make a neder? The Rosh's whole tarot is that Gomer Belibay is not enough for a neder since one needs Bitois Vasayim, according to Rabbeinu Tam. That one does not need Bitois Vasayim in order for his neder to be considered a neder. Again, who needs the Chiddush of Yodis Nedarim Kenedarim? And so too one can ask, who needs the Chiddush of Kinuyei Nedarim Kenedarim? Even had Kinuyei Nedarim not been Kenedarim, still, let the neder be chal with that he was gomer belibay to make a neder. And so too one can ask on the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yudal Mihochas Ma'aser Kabbanas Avach Yidalev says the following halacha, that kinuyei korban ke korban, that even if someone was mechayiv himself a korban with a kinuy is enough for one to be chayiv a korban. Davi's kasha is, by hekdesh everyone agrees that one does not need bitois for asayim in order to mechayiv oneself to hekdesh. As we mentioned before, the Gemara in Shvuah Stav Chavav and Beis learns out from the pasuk of Kol Nediv Lev that even with a Gemiras Das, even with a Machshava, one can mechayiv himself to hekdesh. As the Rambam brings down in Avachi Beis, that Benedarim Unadavis and Etzarach Lohitzi Bisvasav, Elam Gomar Belibay Vohitzi Bisvasav Kvom Chayiv. If so, why is it necessary for the Rambam to explain that the reason why one can mechayiv himself a carbon with a kinoi is because we say kol kinui a carbon ke carbon, even had kinui a carbon not been considered like a carbon, still, Gemiros Das itself is enough to mechayiv oneself a carbon. One does not need Bitois Vasayim. And so too one can ask on the Yerushalmi in the Darim Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph has the following shaila: is there a halacha of kinuyim as far as Afrashas Truma is concerned? And in the Meiri and Afbeis Amud Aleph we find a machlokes. If we say kinuyim as far as Afrashas Truma, the obvious kasha is that as far as Afrashas Truma is concerned, Afrashas Truma is even chal with a machshava, as the Gemara in Gittin Daf Amud Aleph from Abay says. And since Afrashas Truma is chal even machshava, why is it necessary to have a parish of kinuyim in order for Afrashas Truma to be chal? Even if kinuyim were not said as far as Afrashas Truma, let the Afrashas Truma be chal b'machshava. So to answer these previous kashas, we have to mark them with the following you say that the Achronim say. The Achronim ask the following kasha on the Mishnah in Trumas Parakimel Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah says a meskaven loymar truma v'omar meiser. Someone was planning on saying truma by mistake, he said meiser. Or he was planning on saying meiser and by mistake he said truma. And so too, oyla v'omar shomim, shomim v'omar oyla. He was planning on saying oyla and by mistake he said shomim. Or he was planning on saying shomim and by mistake he said oyla. The halacha is loy omar kum ad shupiv libay shavin. The Rambam and Rash both explain that the Mishnah says loy omar kum ad shupiv libay shavin means to say that not only is what he said not chal, since he wasn't planning to say what he said, so too what he was chishev b'libay is not chal as well. For example, in the case of Miskavin loy mar trumav omar meiser, not only is the meiser not chal, since he was not planning on saying meiser, so too that he was chishev b'libay truma, he was planning on saying truma, it is not chal truma as well, since he did not say truma, he only said meiser. And so too by yo'ilu v'omar shomim, if someone was planning on saying yo'ilu and by mistake he said shomim, not only is the shomim not chal, but even the oila, even kedushas oila is not chal, since he did not say oila. He ended up by mistake saying shomim. The obvious kasha is that even though one can understand that what he said is not chal, since he was not planning to say what he said, but at least let that he was chishay b'libay be chal, since both truma and hekdesh are chal b'machshava, let it be chal truma, let it be chal kedushas oila, since that was his kavana. The Turi Evan in Chagiga Bavnei Shayam on the Fyodom Aleph says the following teretz. that we say the Machshava B'Lev works as far as Truman, as far as Hekdesh, is only if he was trying to make the Chalais with his Machshava. But let's say he was planning on being Meitzi B'Sfasav, let's say he was planning on expressing himself, and he was not Mechavin that the Chalais should be Chal with his Machshava, then the Chalais can only be Chal with his Dibur and not with his Machshava. And since he ended up saying the wrong Dibur, the Chalais cannot be Chal. And for that reason, even though his Machshava was Truma and his Machshava was Eila, both Truma and Eila are not Chal, since he was not Mechavin that the Chalais should be Chal with his Machshava, since he was planning on expressing Truma and expressing Eila. And for that reason, both Kedushas Truma and Kedushas Eila are not Chal. Based on this Chiddush of the Tri Evan, one can answer the Kashas that we asked before as follows. That even though Rabbeinu Tam understands as far as Nedarim are concerned, one does not need Bitis Vasayim in order for one's Neder to be considered a Neder, but rather it is enough of Gemiras Das in order to be considered a Neder, but that is only if he was planning on making a Chalais Neder with his Machshava. For example, as Rabbeinu Tam says, that one can makabel a tainus on himself, but libay without a bitis vasayim, since that is his intention. His intention is to makabel on himself a tainus with his machshava shebelev, without expressing himself. But if one is planning to express himself, then the chalois neder cannot be chal with his machshava. And for that reason, one needs the chiddush of yadei sandarim kinadarim. Since he was planning to express himself, and he was planning that the Chalois Neder should be Chal with his Dibur, for that reason one needs the Chiddush of Yadis and Darim Kenadarim, that a Yad of a Neder is considered enough of an expression in order to Meichel Chalois Neder. And so too one needs a Chiddush of Kinuyei Hektish Ke Hektish and Kinuyei Chuma Ke Chuma. Even though both Hektish and Chuma are Chal B'machshava, still that is only if one's intentions were that the Chalois should be Chal with his Machshava. But if one's intentions were that the Chalois should be Chal with his Dibur, then one needs a Dibur which is capable of creating a Chalois Truma and a Chalois Hektish. And for that one needs the Parasha of Kinuyei Hektish Kehektish and Kinuyei Truma Ketruma, in order that such an expression should be capable of creating a Chalois Truma and a Chalois Hektish. Now let's go back to the Rosh. Again, the Rosh asks that who needs the parasha of Yadei Sandarim Kinadarim? The Rosh answers that the reason why one needs the parasha of Yadei Sandarim Kinadarim is because for Nadarim one needs Bitois Vasayim. Nadarim are not Chal with the Gemiras Das. From the Rosh one sees that had Nadarim been Chal with the Gemiras Das without a Bitois Vasayim, then one would not need the parasha of Yadei Sandarim Kinadarim, since Nadarim are Chal without a Bitois Vasayim. So from the Rosh one sees not like the Chiddush of the Turi Evan. Even where one was not intending that the Chalois should be Chal with his Machshava, still his Machshava is able to create the Chalois. And for that reason, even though he was planning on saying a Yad of a Neder, still one would not need the parasha of Yadis Nedarim Kenedarim had Nedarim been Chal b'Machshava. The obvious kasha is, if so, how does the Rosh answer the Turi Evan's kasha? Again, the Mishnah Masechta Truma says that if someone was Miskaven, Loimar Truma Vamar Maiser, Maiser Vamar Truma, Oila Vamar Shwamen, Shwamen Vamar Oila, Loyomar Klum. And as Rav Rishenim explained, that refers to even what he was thinking. Even the Truma and Oila that he was Chishav Machshavte is also Nachal. Okay, according to the Rosh, the Truma and Oila should be Chal. So to answer the Mishnah, according to the Rosh, one can say one of two etzes. Either one can explain, as Reb Chaim Eizer understands in Achiezer Yerideh Simen Chaf Dalet, that we say, Hemeskaven loymar Truma v'omar Meiser, Oyla v'omar Shomim loymar Klum, is not because we say that since he was planning to express himself, therefore his Machshava does not have the ability to create the Chalais. But rather we say that even where one was planning to express himself, his Machshava still has the ability to create the Chalais. But we say that his intention was the Chalais should only be Chal after the Dibur. The Chalais that is being created with his Machshava should only be Chal after his Dibur. And since he was Mechavin to say Truma, since he was Mechavin to say Oila, the Chalais should only be Chal after he says Truma and after he says Oila. And since he never said Truman, he never said Ayuah, but rather by mistake, he said Maiser and Shomim, for that reason the Chalois is not Chal. But that is only if he did not end up saying what he was planning on saying. But in the case of the Rosh of Yodes Nedarim, that he was planning on saying the Yad of a Neder, and he said the Yad of a Neder, then the Chalois Neder can be Chal b'machshava. And for that reason, the only teretz that the Rosh has is by saying that a Neder cannot be Chal b'machshava. That is one way how one can miyashiv the Rosh from the Mishnah Masach Tetrumas. Another way how one can miyashiv the Rosh from the Mishnah Masach Tetrumas is based on that is meduyik in the Rosh Masach Tetrumas Perakim Mishnah Ches, that the Rosh understands that the reason why in the case of Miskavin Loimar Truma Vomar Meiser, and in the case of Miskavin Loimar Oila Vomar Shomim, the reason why Truma and Oila are not Chal, is because there is a new halacha of piv machish esliboy. That even though where one was intending to express himself still has machshava, has the ability to create a chalais, but that is only if his expression did not contradict what he was thinking beliboy. If his expression contradicted what he was thinking beliboy, then his machshava shabalei will not work. And so too is meduyik in the Rambam and Pirish Mashnais Masach Tetrumas, and so too is a chayim of war in the Shach and Yerideh Simen Shinulam and Alephs of Katanai and Vav, and Simen Reish Nun Chesif Beis, as the Dvar Avraham Michalak Aleph Simen Tezayin explains. But still, one has to understand the Rosh. V'chira, how does one understand the Yerushalmi that we mentioned before according to the Rosh? Again, the Yerushalmi has a Shaila. If there is a loch of kinuyim as far as Afrashas Truma is concerned, according to the Rosh, even had there not been a loch of kinuyim as far as Truma is concerned, still let the Truma be chal with his machshava. Over there he ended up saying the kinuy that he was planning on saying, and so too the kinuy that he said does not contradict his machshava shebelev. And so too one kimair on the Rosh is that why did the Rosh only ask his kasha from the loch of Yodes Nedarim Knedarim? Why did the Rosh ask his kasha from the other halacha of our Mishnah, of Kinui Nedarim Knedarim? Why is it necessary for our Mishnah to mechadish halacha of Kinui Nedarim Knedarim if Nedarim can even be chal with Kemira Stas? So to answer the previous two kashas, Bukhira one has to say that the Rosh agrees to the Yisoid of the Turi Evin, that wherever one was planning on expressing himself, then the chalais is chal with his dibur, not with his machshava. And for that reason, the Rosh agrees that one needs the chiddush of kinuyei nedarim k'nedarim, and one needs the halacha of kinuyei truma k'truma in order for truma to be chal. The Rosh's kasha was a kasha only on the halacha of yodeis nedarim k'nedarim. Yodeis nedarim are not an expression of a neder. Since all he is saying is a yad of a neder, he's not expressing a complete neder. Therefore, Yodes Nedarim are not an expression of a neder. That we say that if one's intentions were to express a neder, then his machshava cannot create a neder, is only if one's intentions were to mechal a chalais neder with his dibur. If one was planning to create a chalais neder with his dibur, then we say that his machshava cannot create that chalais neder, since he's not trying to create a chalais neder machshava, but rather he is trying to create a chalais neder with his dibur. But by Yodes Nedarim, he is trying to create a Chalais Neder with his Machshava. And even though he is planning on expressing a Yad of a Neder, but still, what he is trying to do is be Meichel a Chalais Neder with his Dibur and Machshava together, since his Dibur by itself is not complete. And for that reason, the Rosh asks that by Yodes Nedarim, had a Neder been Chal with Kemira Stas, one would not need the Chiddush of Yodes Nedarim Kenedarim, since the neder could be chal with his gemira stas. On the other hand, by kinuyim, that is a complete expression of a neder. And for that reason, we will say that he was intending to meichel chalais neder with his dibur of kinuyi nedarim. For that reason, even had a neder been able to be chal with a gemira stas, still one would need the parasha of kinuyi nedarim k'nedarim in order for the neder to be chal with his dibur. So again, based on this pshat, all the Rishonim agree to the Yisoid of the Turi Evin, that we say that something is chal with his machshava is only if his intentions were to meichel chalais with his machshava. If his intentions were to meichel chalais with his dibur, then one needs a dibur that has the ability to create that chalais. The machloikis between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam is how to understand Yodes Nedarim. Do we understand that Yodesh Nedarim is an expression of a neder? As Rabbeinu Tam understands, for the reason Rabbeinu Tam explains that even on a Nedarim or Chav Machshava, still, one needs the Chiddush of the parish of Yodesh Nedarim Kedarim, since he was intending to Yimeichol Chalois Dibur with his Dibur of Yodesh Nedarim, or do we say no, as the Rosh understands, that Yodesh Nedarim are not an expression of a neder? And for that reason, even though he was planning on saying a Yad of a neder, he was still planning to Yimeichol the Chalois Neder with his Machshava. So here we have a fundamental machlokes how to understand Yodesh Nedarim. But now one has to know, according to the Rosh, that the Rosh understands that a Yad of a neder is not an expression of a neder, is that only before the Gzeres HaKosev, before the Chiddush HaTorah of Yodesh Nedarim Kenedarim, only then do we say that a Yad of a neder is not an expression of a neder, or do we say that even after the Chiddush HaTorah of Yodesh Nedarim Kenedarim, still the Yad of a neder is not a complete expression of a neder? And that the neder is chal with his machshava, with that one has a bitois vasayim with a yad of a neder. But again, the yad of a neder is not enough. The yad of a neder is just enough to be considered a bitois vasayim as far as the pasuk of avate besvasayim is concerned. But as far as what is creating the chalais neder is being created through his machshava, with that he has a yad neder to fulfill the condition of avate besvasayim. From the Mashmos, Lashon HaRosh, it is Mashma that the Rosh understands that after the Chiddush HaTorah of Yodesh Nedarim Kenedarim, it was Neschadish that the Neder is Chal with the Yad. That the Neder is Chal with the Yad HaNeder, since we consider a Yad HaNeder as if he expressed the entire Neder. As the Rosh says, Machashavinon Leki'iwu Gomar Dvorav, we consider as if he finished all the words, and if he expressed a complete Neder. Based on this, one can answer the following kasha that the Achronim ask on the Rosh. According to the Rosh, who explains that the whole necessity for the Chiddush HaTorah of Yodesh Nedarim Kenedarim is only because a neder is not chal with kemiras das, a neder needs bitei svasayim, how does one understand the Gemara and Daf Zayin? The Gemara later on in Daf Zayin has a shaila if we say Yodesh by Tzedaka, if Yad works as far as Tzedaka is concerned. The Achronim ask, according to the Rosh's Shita Masachta Tainis, that the Rosh understands that Tzedakah is Chal B'machshava, that one can mechayev himself to give Tzedakah just with thinking that he's going to give Tzedakah, even without being mekabel on himself a chiyuv Tzedakah b'peh. If so, what is the Gemara's Shaila if there is a parasha of Yodesh as far as Tzedakah is concerned? Even if there is no parasha of Yodesh as far as Tzedakah, let Tzedakah be Chal with his machshava. And so too we find that the Shita Mekubetzes and of Zion asks the same kasha. Based on that we said before, one can answer the kasha as follows. That the Rosh asks in our sugya, who needs the parasha of Yodesh Nedarim Kenedarim, let the neder v'chal with his gemiras das, is only before the Chiddush HaTorah of Yodesh Nedarim Kenedarim, before the Torah was mechadish, that a yad of a neder is considered as if he expressed the entire neder. Then the Rosh has a kasha, let the neder be chal with kemiras das, since his intentions were to meichel the chalais neder with his machshava as well. But that is only before the Chiddush HaTorah of Yodesh Nedarim Kenedarim. Once the Torah is mechadesh Yodesh Nedarim Kenedarim, it was neschadesh in the parasha of Yodesh Nedarim Kenedarim that by expressing the yad of a neder we see as if he expressed the entire neder. Now, when someone's intentions were to express a yad, now we say his intentions were to meichel the chalais with a dibur of a yad, since the yad itself is a complete expression. And for that reason, even by tztaka, which is chal b'machshava, still the Gemara is a shayla of yesh yad l'tztaka or not, since without the parish of yesh yad l'tztaka, the tztaka cannot possibly be chal with his machshava, since his intentions are to meichel chalais tztaka with his dibur. That is Zachariah, one can answer the Achronim's Kasha on the Rosh. So again, Zachariah from the Rosh, one sees that the Rosh understands that after the Chiddush of Yodesh Nedarim Kenedarim, it was in Schadish, that with the Yad of a Neder, the Neder is being Chal with his Dibur. And the Neder is being Chal with his Dibur exclusive of his Machshava. In the Ritva, on the other end of the Nafbeis, Zachariah one sees that the Ritva argues, And the Ritva understands that even after the Chiddush HaTorah of Yodis and Darim Kenadarim, the Neder is being Chal with his Machshava. That the one needs Yodis and Darim Kenadarim is only in order to fulfill the Tnai of Avate Besvasayim. But the Chalois Neder is being Chal with his Machshava. The Ritva says the following Chiddush, that we say Yodis and Darim Kenadarim is only if that was his Machshava, if his Machshava was to accept upon himself such a Neder. If one said the yad of a neder, but he did not have machshavtei to make such a neder, then the neder will not be chal. And we will not say dvorim shebelev einam dvorim. Since the whole neder is only chal with his machshava, if that was not his machshava, the neder cannot possibly be chal. So again, from the Ritva, one sees that the Ritva understands that even after the parasha of Yodes Nedarim Kenedarim is still the neder is being chal with his machshava. And for that reason, one needs his machshava in order for the neder to be chal. In the Rishonim, in Kiddushin on Daf Nun, we find the following machloikes. The Rashba asks the following kasha. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Nun says there is a loch of dvorim shebelev einam dvorim. The Rashba asks, if so, how does one understand the loch of yodes nedarim kenedarim? V'chayrat is still dvorim shebelev. All he said was a yad. The Rashba answers the Kasha B'Shem the Reim, that the Reim understands that a Yad of a Neder is considered a complete expression of a Neder, and for that reason it is no longer considered Dvarim Shebelev. The Rashba on the other hand argues, and the Rashba understands that a Yad of a Neder is not considered a complete expression of a Neder. And for that reason the Rashba goes on to say the following Yisai, that we say Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim is only as far as being mevato masha bepiv. For example, the Rashba says if someone made a mekach, and at the time of the mekach he did not make any tnoim, he did not express any tnoim, even if beliba he was thinking to make a tnai, then we say dvorim shebeliba einam dvorim. Since over there the dvorim shebelev are coming to mevato a mekach that he made. On the other hand, if the dvorim shebelev are not coming to mevato, then we say dvorim shebeliba havyan dvorim. And for that reason, by Yodes Nedarim, we say that Dvarim Shebelev Havyan Dvarim. So again, one sees a tremendous Machlekes HaRishenim as far as Nedarim are concerned. Do we say Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, as the Reim understands? Or do we say no, that as far as Nedarim are concerned, we say that Dvarim Shebelev Havyan Dvarim? According to the Rashba, who understands by Nedarim, we say Dvarim Shebelev Havyan Dvarim. That one needs a dibur by a neder is only because we say that there is a new halacha of vavate besfasayim. That one needs a bitui sfasayim. But how is a neder being chal with the yad of a neder? The neder is being chal with his machshava together with his dibur. On the other hand, according to the Reim, who understands dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, then the neder is being chal exclusively with his dibur. As the Reim explains, that a yad of a neder is considered as if one expressed a complete neder. Now, one has to understand, according to the Shita of the Yireim, one understands upon a dvarim we say dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, what was nischadesh in the parasha of Avate Besvasayim? Even without the pasuk saying that there is halach of bitei svasayim, obviously one needs a bitei svasayim since dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. So, to explain the chiddush of the parasha of Bitei Svasayim according to the Reim, one has to say, as we find in the Sefer Rashi Sharim on Adarim Simanaf, the following Yisoid, that in the parasha of Avatei Besvasayim it was in Schadish, that it is not enough just to express one's machshava, but rather one needs an actual lashon of a neder. One needs a specific lashon, a specific terminology, in order for his dibur to create a neder. B'chol ha-terekula, that there is a halacha of dvorim shebelev einam dvorim, all one needs is to express his machshava. By nedarim, it is not enough just to express one's machshava, but rather one needs an actual lashon ha-neder in order for his dibur to be able to create a chalois neder. Based on this, the Rosh Hashanah goes on to say that there is a tremendous machlekes harishenim as far as how to understand the halacha of Bitei Svasayim. Was it nischadesh in the parasha of Bitei Svasayim that in order to create a chalois neder one needs an actual lashon haneder, which again is a shita of the Reim? Or do we say no, then the parasha of Bitei Svasayim was not nischadesh? an actual Lashon HaNeder, that one needs an actual Lashon HaNeder in order for the Chois Neder to be Chal. But rather, was in Schadesh that all one needs is an expression that one has to express his Machshava in order for one's Neder to be Chal. Based on this, the Rashi Sharm goes on to explain in other Machloikes HaRishayinim. In our Mishnah, we learned that there's a Halacha of Kinuyei Nedarim Kenedarim. As far as how to explain Kinuyei Nedarim, we find a Machloikes in the Gemara later on. On the Yud Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan says Kinuyei Nedarim are Lashen Umesein. Rish Lakish says no. Lashen Shebadu Lahem Chachamim Liyeis Neder Bay. Now, according to Rish Lakish, who understands that Kinuyei Nedarim is a Lashen Shebadu Lahem Chachamim, we find a Machloikes HaRishayinim, is the neder with a kinuyei nedarim a neder deraisa, or only a neder midrabanan, since he was neder with a kinuy, which is a lashon shebadu lahem chachamim. Tosfos brings down b'shem Rabbeinu Yechiel, that in the Yerushalmi it is mefurish that according to Mandamar it is a lashon shebadu lahem chachamim, that a person does not bring a carbon al kinuy nezirus. Kinuy of nedarim is not a neder minatera. It is only a neder midrabanan. The Ran and the Rashba on the other end argue, and the Ran and the Rashba both understand that a kinoi nedarim, even according to Rish Lakish, who says a kinoi is a lashon shebadu lahem chachamim, still a kinoi is a neder min ha-Torah. The Ran explains that the reason why a kinoi is a neder min ha-Torah is because lashon shebadu lahem chachamim, even though it is a lashon that chachamim made up, but a lashon that chachamim made up is not worse than any lashonis shel akum. All Lashonis Shel Umeis are Lashonis based on Haskama, based on that Umeis decided that is their Lashon. And therefore, so too a Lashon Shebadu Lahem Chachamim is as much of a Lashon as all Lashonis Shel Umeis. The Rashba, on the other hand, explains that the reason why Lashon Shebadu Lahem Chachamim is a Neder Min HaTorah is not because Lashon Shebadu Lahem Chachamim is considered a Lashon, but rather, even though it is not considered a Lashon, still it is a Neder min ha-Torah, since with that Lashon Shebadu Lahem Chachamim, he is expressing his Machshava. So, here the basis of the Machlokes between the Ran and the Rashba. And so, to that, the Baalei HaTosfos understand that Kinuyei Nedarim, according to Rish Lakish, are not min ha-Torah, but rather only midrabanan, is because the Ran and the Baalei HaTosfos both understand that in order to be considered a neder, one needs a Lashon Shel Neder. It is not enough just to express one's Machshava. In the Parasha of Vatei Besfasayim, it was in Schadesh that one needs an actual Lashon HaNeder to be considered a neder. And for that reason, the Baalei HaTosfos understand that Kinuyei Nedarim, according to Rish Lakish, only midrabanan, since one does not have a Lashon Neder, which is considered a Lashon min ha-Torah. It is only considered a Lashon midrabanan. The Ran argues on the other end of the Baalei HaTosfos because the Ran understands that even though the Lashon is a Lashon Shebadu Lahem Chachamim, it is still considered a Lashon min ha-Torah just like the Lashon Shel Shaar Umeis. The Rashba on the other end argues on the Baalei HaTosfos because the Rashba understands that as far as Bitos Vasayim is concerned, one does not need a Lashon of a Neder as long as one expresses one's Machshava. That itself is enough for one's neder to be considered a neder. And for that reason, the Rashba understands that even though the Lashon is not a Lashon, even though the Lashon is a Lashon Shebadu Lahem Chachamim, which is only a Lashon midrabanan, still the neder is considered a neder min ha-Torah, since he is expressing with the Lashon Shebadu Lahem Chachamim his machshava. In the Rambam, one sees the following chiddush. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Milchas Nezirus Halacha He says the following halacha. That ein oimrim benezirus ad shiyoti besfasav davar shemashmoi eitzal koladam kinyan shebelibai. By nezirus, one does not have to express a dibur that sounds to everyone as if he is being mekabel on himself nezirus. El akivon shegomar belibai. Since he was gomar belibai, vehoitzi besfasav dvorim shenyonam shiyya nozer, af albi shehein en yonais rechoikais, still harehu nozer. In other words, the Rambam says that as far as Nezirus is concerned, even if one does not say a Lashon which is mashma to everyone that he's being mekabel on himself, Nezirus, he is still a Nazir, as long as he was Gomer Belibai, and he said words that have shaychas to being mekabel on himself, Nezirus. From the Rambam, Mechira one sees that as far as Nezirus is concerned, even though the Lashon that he used was not a Lashon, Shal Kabolas Nezirus, but as long as he expressed his Gomar B'Libay, as long as he expressed what he was Gomar B'Libay, that itself is enough to make him into a Nazir. So again, in the Rambam, one sees that as far as Nazirus is concerned, there is no halacha that one needs a Lashon Shel Nazirus in order for him to become a Nazir. But from that, the Rambam says this Chiddush by Hochas Nazirus and not by Hochas Nedarim, one sees that there's a fundamental difference between Nazirus and Nedarim. By Nazirus, one does not need a Lashon Shel Nazirus. On the other hand, by Nedarim, one needs a Lashon Shel Neder. And therefore, by Nedarim, one would need to say a Lashon, which is Mashma Eitzel Kol Adam Ke'inyan Shebelibay. L'chaira, the explanation B'shitas HaRambam is as follows. That the Rambam understands that as far as Nazirus is concerned, as long as there is no chisaron of Dvarim Shebelev, that itself is enough for him to become a Nazir. And therefore, as long as he said words, She'inyonam She'yehei Nazir, even though it is not a Lashon Shel Nazirus, since there is no chesaron of Dvarim Shebelev, that itself is enough of a reason that he should become a Nazir. On the other hand, as far as Nedarim, that there is Alocha Bitei Sfasayim, in the Parasha Bitei Sfasayim, it was Nischadesh that it is not enough just to express one's Gomar B'Liba in order that there should not be a chesaron of Dvarim Shebelev, but rather one needs a Bitei Sfasayim, one needs a Lashon Shel Neder. And therefore, by Nedarim, one would have to say words that are mashma eitzel kol adam, that he's being mekabel on himself a neder. Because only words that are mashma eitzel kol adam are considered a lashon shel neder. Now, l'chira, there is a tremendous nafkamina that comes out from the previous machlokes harishonim. As far as the halach of yadeis nedarim k'nedarim, how do we understand yadeis nedarim k'nedarim? Do we say that the halacha of Yadeis Nedarim K'Nedarim is a halacha that as long as one expressed his Gomar B'Libay, that itself is enough to be considered a neder, and the yad of a neder is enough of an expression of his Gomar B'Libay to be considered a neder, is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that since one needs a Lashon Shel Neder, we say that as long as he said a yad of a neder, we consider as if he said a complete Lashon Shel Neder. And we end off his words for him. For example, in our Mishnah, that he said, Mudarni Mimcha Mufreshani Mimcha. Even though he did not end off his Dibur by saying Kekarben, or by saying an Isser explicitly, we consider as if he said a complete Lashon Shel Neder. According to the Shitas that I understand that by Nedarim, all one needs is to express one's Gomar B'Libay, then by Yodais Nedarim was Nischadesh just that, that a yad of a neder is enough of an expression of his Gomar B'Libay to be considered a neder. On the other hand, according to the Shitas HaRishonim, to understand that as far as Nedarim are concerned, there is a halacha, that one needs a Lashon Shel Neder, then one has to say that as far as Yadeis Nedarim, in the parish of Yadeis Nedarim was Nischadesh HaChiddush, that we see as if he said a complete Lashon Shel Neder, and we end off his words for him. There is a tremendous nafkamina between these two tzadim in the following case. If let's say one did not leave any room for finishing his words for him, he said everything that could possibly be said, just he happened to not say the words that were necessary to be a neder. Do we say that since he expressed his Gomar B'Libay, that itself is enough to be considered a neder? Or do we say no? That to be considered a neder, one needs a Lashon Shel Neder. That there is halacha of Yadeis Nedarim is only that we say, that we end off his words for him and we see as if he said a complete Lashon Shel Neder. But that is only if he left room for us to add on words to what he said. But if he did not leave any room, then he did not say a Lashon Shel Neder, and since he did not say a Lashon Shel Neder, it will not be considered a neder. From the Ran and the face of an Aleph Ocher, one can bring a raya that the Ran understands that to be considered the Yad of a Neder, one needs that the person that was Neder left room for us to add on to his words. The Ran explains that we learned in our Mishnah. Alocha of Kinuye Nedarim Kinedarim is referring to a case that the Neder said, Ere Kikarza Alai Kainim or Kaineach. And since he did not say Kekarben, but rather he said Kainim, or Kineach, for that reason one needs the halacha of Kinuye Nedarim K'Nedarim. L'chira, one can ask the following kasha. Who needs the halacha of Kinuye Nedarim K'Nedarim? Even without the halacha of Kinuye Nedarim K'Nedarim, still his neder should be a neder, since he said, Kikar Zalai. And by saying Kikar Zalai, even without adding on anything, is considered a Yad of a Neder. Even if he would just say Kikar Zalai, he would become Aser. And therefore, how by saying Kainem or Kaineach, why do we need the Chiddush of Kinui Nedarim Kinedarim? Let us ignore that he said Kainem or Kaineach. So from the Ran, L'chayra one sees that as far as Allah of Yadais Nedarim Kinedarim is concerned, that we say Yadais Nedarim Kinedarim is only if he left room for us to complete his Neder. Only if he said Kikar Zalai and he did not say anything else, then we say Yadais Nedarim Kinedarim, and we see as if he said Kekarbin. But if he said Kikar Zalai Kainim, and there is no room for us to add on Kekarbin, then we need the Chiddush of Kinuyei Nedarim Kinedarim. If not for the Chiddush of Kinuyei Nedarim Kinedarim, his Neder would not be a Neder with the parish of Yadais Nedarim. And with this Yisoid, we find that Rabbi Naftali in Chiddush HaGranat answers the Kasha that the Ran asks on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Ran asks, according to the Shitas that understand that every Shvuah is only considered a Shvuah if one is Nishba B'Shem Hashem, if so, why is it necessary for the Mishnah to tell us Halacha of Kinuyei Shvuas Kishvuas? Even without the Halacha of Kinuyei Shvuas Kishvuas, still, let the Shvuah be considered a Shvuah with that he mentioned the Shem Hashem. If someone mentions the Shem Hashem, even without saying a Lashon Shvuah, it is still considered a Shvuah. Rabbi Naftali answers the Kasha by saying that we say, that Shem Hashem works, even without saying Shvuah, is only Midin Yadais. And since it is only Midin Yadais, it only works if all he said was a Shem Hashem, that then we can go and add on to his words and see as if he said Shvuah. But if he said Shem Hashem and he did not say Shvuah, instead of saying Shvuah, he said Shvusa, or another Lashon, which is only a Kinoy of a Shvuah, then we cannot apply the Halacha of Yadais. And for that reason, we need the Chiddush of Kinuyei Shvuah Keshvuah. The Brisker Rav, on the other end, in the beginning of Nazar, argues, and the Brisker Rav understands as far as the Halacha of Yadais Nedarim Kinedarim are concerned, even if he did not leave any room for us to end off his Dibur for him, still there is Halacha of Yadais Nedarim Kinedarim. L'chayra, these two tzadim is the basis of the Machlokes HaRishonim that the Ran brings down in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, if one was Neder B'Lashon Shvuah. If one made a neder, but instead of saying a lashon which is appropriate for nedarim, he used a lashon which is appropriate for shvuas. Do we say that even though he used a lashon which is appropriate for shvuas, still his neder is a neder, midin yadeis nedarim, which is a shita of the Ramban? The Rashba on the other end argues, and the Rashba understands that if instead of using a lashon shal nedarim, he uses a lashon shal shvuah, that neder is not considered a neder. And his nether will not be considered a nether even midin yodeis nedarim. L'chayra, the basis of the machlokes between the Ramban and the Rashba is dependent upon the previous two tzadim. If one understands the halacha of yodeis nedarim, that we end off his dibor for him, if one said a nether bosh and shvua, he did not leave any room for us to complete his dibor, since he said a lashon shal shvua. And for that reason, the Rashba understands that his nether will not be considered a nether. The Ramban, on the other end, understands that even though he said a Lashon Shvuah and he did not leave any room for us to complete his Dibur for him, still his Neder will be considered a Neder Midin Yadeis Nedarim, since he expressed his Gomar Beliboy. And that he expressed Gomar Beliboy is itself enough for his Neder to be considered a Neder. That is the basis of the Shita of the Rashba and the basis of the Machlokes between the Rashba and the Ramban. But as we mentioned before, the Rashba Shita is that the way Yadeis Nedarim work is with that he was Gomar Beliboy together with a Bitois Vasayim that expresses his Gomar Beliboy. If so, how does one understand that the Rashba says that if one was Neder B'Lashon Shvuah, his Neder is not considered a Neder? Let it work midin Yadeis Nedarim K'Nedarim like the Shita of the Ramban. So based on that we said before, one has to explain the Rashba differently. One has to explain that the Rashba argues on the Ramban and understands that if one was Neder B'Lashon Shvuah, his Neder is not considered a Neder midin Yadeis Nedarim, is not because the Rashba understands that the way Yadeis Nedarim works is that we end off his Dibur for him. But rather, the Rashba understands The reason why it cannot work midin yodeis nedarim k'nedarim is because by using a lashon shvua, he is not expressing his gomar belibay to make a neder. A shvua is a completely different chalais than a chalais neder. And since he did not express his gomar belibay of neder, for that reason his neder cannot be chal midin yodeis nedarim k'nedarim. The Ramban on the other hand understands that a shvua and a neder are not two completely different chalaisim. The Ramban understands that the difference between neder and shvua is only a difference as far as the lashon that he uses. There is a lashon shal neder and a lashon shal shvua. But when he says a lashon shal shvua, he is also expressing his gomar belibay to make a neder. And for that reason, the Ramban understands that a neder b'lashon shvua will work midin yodeis nedarim k'nedarim. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara explains that from the Hekesh, then Nezirus is Iskush from Nedarim, we learn out that just like Nedarim have Alacha about the Acher, so too Nezirus has Alacha about the Acher. The Gemara asks, about the Acher, the Nezirus Heichi Mashkachasla. How can we possibly find a case that one is over an Isher about the Acher on Nezirus? Kivan da Omar Hareini Nazir Havalei Nazir. Once he says Hareini Nazir, he becomes a Nazir immediately. And therefore, how can we possibly find a case that one can be over about Acher by Nezirus? The Gemara explains that we find about Acher by Nezirus is by a case that he said, L'kesha'erza Ehei Nazir. The Gemara asks, V'yomer kesha'erza leka about Acher. If he said kesha'erza, there is no about Acher. Which the Ran explains to mean that since he made a Tanai, L'kesha'erza, it is dependent on Ukesha'erza. And as long as he does not want, there is no Nezirus. And for that reason, he is not over about the Acher. Now, before we explain the Shakavatai of the Gemara, if in the case of Ukesha'erza, Nazir is over about the Acher or not, we have to go on to the Gemara Vaiter. The Gemara goes on to say, Amaravak going to Amarle a pater mina ilam ad she Nazir. And that is when we say that a Nazir is over on Baal Ta'acher. Now to explain what he means to say, when he says, Le'ipater mina ilam ad she Nazir, we find in the Rosh the following Chiddush. The Rosh explains that even according to the man da Omar in Gittin Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph, that says, Le'ichayshinon Shema Yomos, still in a case that someone said, Le'ipater mina ilam ad she Nazir, he would be mechuyev to accept upon himself Nezirus right away. As the Rosh explains, Hocho is man meruba delime Nezirus chayshinon. Since over here, he needs to mekayim the entire Nezirus before he is mace. Therefore, according to everyone, we are chayshesh shemayomos before he has an opportunity to mekayim his entire yemei Nezirus. When the Rosh one sees as Reb Shmuel is medayik, that when someone says Le'ipater mina ilam ad she Nazir, he is not just being mechayiv himself in Kabbalas Nezirus, to mekabel on himself to be a Nazir, but rather he is mechayiv himself in the anhog of Nezirus. He is mechayiv himself to be noyig Nezirus for a certain amount of time. And for that reason, the Rosh explains, Al kuy amu v'rachish Hashem yomos, before he has a chance to mekayim his entire anhog of Yemei Nezirus. Tosfos brings down the following kasha, b'shem Harav Rabbi Yosef. Harav Rabbi Yosef asks, why did Rava find it necessary to explain that it is possible to have Baal Ta'acher by Nezirus? As in a case where someone said, Le'ipater mina ilam ad she Nazir, why didn't Gemara say another case? That he said, Harei alei lekabel Nezirus achar shloshim yoyim. That if the shloshim yoyim period passed by, he is over Baal Ta'acher, since he was not mekabel on himself Nezirus at the 30-day point. Tosfos answers that in such a case, if someone would say Harei alei lekabel Nezirus achar shloshim yoyim, if he'll be ma'acher from being mekabel on himself Nezirus achar shloshim yoyim, he would not be over on Baal Ta'acher from Nezirus, but rather he'll be over on Baal Ta'acher of his neder, since he was not neder the neder that he was mechayev himself to be neder. The obvious kasha is, if so, l'chira in the case of Rava, that he said, Le'ipater mina ilam ad she Nazir, l'chira over there, that he is over Baal Tacher is also not Baal Tacher of Nezirus, but rather it is Baal Tacher of his neder to be neder Nezirus. From Tesis one sees, as we explains according to the Rosh, that Tesis understands that when someone says Leipatem and Oilam Achei Nazir, he is not being Mechayiv himself to be neder and neder of Nezirus, but rather he is being Mechayiv himself in the Anhoga of Nezirus. He is Mechayiv himself to be Noyeg Nezirus Kedem Sheyamos. From that the Gemara refers to a case of Leipatem and Oilam Achei Nazir as Baal Ta'achar of Nezirus and not Baal Ta'achar of Nedarim. From there one sees that whenever someone is Mechayiv himself in the Anhoga of Nezirus, that is the Neder of Nezirus itself. As we find that Rabbi Reuven in Siman Beis explains, that just like by all Nedarim, by all Karbanis, that every Neder by all Karbanis is made up of two parts. First of all, at the beginning he is Mechayiv himself to bring a Karban, and then he is makdish a specific animal to be that carbon. And even by a carbon adava, where one says harezu carbon, we also find those two parts. First of all, there is the actual hektish that is taking place, but besides for the actual hektish, there is also his chayvas going on as well, that he is mechayv himself to hektish. As we find in the Rambam, Parakov Beis, Mehoches Mechir Alachet Esvav, and so too is Mavur in the Ksei Sacheshen, Simen Reishud Beis of Katan Dalet. And so too, Reuven goes on to say that by every Nazir we also have both parts. First of all, there is a Schaivas that he's Mechayiv himself to be a Nazir, and second of all, one has the actual Chalois HaNazirus, that he's Mekadish himself B'Kedushas Nazir. As Reuven goes on to say that is a pshat in that the pasuk says lindar neder nazir, that there is a neder component, which is the lindar neder that he is mechayiv himself to be a nazir, and second of all there is the actual chalois kedushas nezirus that he is mekadesh himself bekedushas nezirus. Now let's go back to the previous gemara. Again, the gemara to have a minute to explain that we said that a Nazir is over Baal Ta'acher b'Nezirus is talking about a case that he said l'kishe'erze. On that the Gemara says, v'yomer kishe'erze l'ka Baal Ta'acher. Now one has to understand the Gemara's Havmina. What was the Gemara's Havmina? That when someone says l'kishe'erze, he is over on Baal Ta'acher of his Nezirus. So one can explain the Gemara as you find in the Sefer Mayoni Yeshua Mayan Beis the following explanation. That the Gemara understood that even when someone says Ukesha'erza, that he said Ukesha'erza was not a t'nai in the actual hischaivos of Anhogas Nezirus, but rather he was mechayiv himself in Anhogas Nezirus without a t'nai of Ukesha'erza. That he said Ukesha'erza was only a t'nai in the chalois kedushas Nezirus. As we mentioned before, there are two parts in every Kabbalah HaNezirus. First of all, there is a Schaivas van Hogas Nezirus, and second of all, there is the actual Chalois Kedushas Nezirus. And therefore, the Gemara and the Havmina understood that even though he said Ukesha'erza, but that he said Ukesha'erza was a T'nai in the Chalois Kedushas Nezirus. That as far as the Chalois Kedushas Nezirus, that should be dependent on whenever he wants the Chalois Kedushas Nezirus to be Chal. But as far as that he was Mechayiv himself ban Hogas Nezirus, that his Chayivus to be Noeg ban Hogas Nezirus was his Chayivus b'chol oifen, without a T'nai ovo kesha'erze. And for that reason, the Gemara and the Havmina understood that he will be over and about to Acher. That our Gemara ends off, l'maskona, that since he said o kesha'erze, he is not over about to Acher, is Ukhira because the Gemara understands that he said Ukesha'erza is not only Ukesha'erza as far as the Chalois Nezirus is concerned, but rather Ukesha'erza is as far as his Chiyuv to be Noeg than Hoga of Nezirus. As far as his Neder of being Noeg Nezirus, that is also dependent upon a T'nai of Ukesha'erza. And for that reason, as long as he does not want, there is no Neder of Nezirus at all. And for that reason, he is not over Baal Ta'acher. And so to Ukhil one sees in the Mordechai Parakama the Bava Basra Remez Tav Pevav, which is brought down in the Machne Ephraim and Hochas Nadarim Simen Tesvav. Reb Shimon On the other hand, in Tot, we find that the Biskirov and Nazir after signing a base go a step further. And they explain that by every Kabbalah's Naziris, what the person is doing is only that he is Mechayev himself in Hanhogas Naziris. That it is Chal Kedushas Naziris has nothing to do with the person himself. That is a Chalois that the Torah is Mechel on someone that is Mechayev himself by Hanhogas Naziris. When someone is Mechayev himself by Hanhogas Naziris, then the Torah is Mechel Chalois Kedushas Naziris. And so to Achir, one sees in the Ran says that if someone says, Haray Alai Liyais Nazir, then he becomes a Nazir immediately. And he does not need to say Harayni Nazir in order for him to become a Nazir. As long as he said Haray Alai Liyais Nazir, that itself is enough for him to become a Nazir. Achir, he was never Mekadish himself, B'Kedushas Naziris. All he said was, is that he is being mechayev himself to be a Nazir. How does that create a chalois kedushas naziros? So from the Ran Mechayr one sees that it is chal on him a kedushas naziros has nothing to do with the person himself. He is not the one who is being mechal the kedushas naziros. As long as he was mechayev himself by anhogas naziros, by saying harei alai liyais nazir, then the chalois kedushas naziros is chal by itself. This shaila d'achrenim, if by every kabbalas naziros, if the person himself is being mechal chalois kedushas naziros, or we say that all he's doing is being mechayev himself ban hogas naziros, is achir the basis of the machlokes harishenim that we find between the Rambam in the beginning of Hochas Naziros and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs Mitzvah Tzadidalad. Based on this chiddush of Reb Shimon and the Biskirov, we find that Reb Shmuel and Siman Dalet explains the Rambam in Parak Aleph Milchus Naziris Halacha Dalet. The Rambam says, "Ha'omer le'potem and ha'ilam ad she'nazir reza nazir miad shema yamosata v'me'icher nazirus le'areza oyver bevalta acher." The obvious kasha in the Rambam is that why is he a nazir miad? All he said was le'potem and ha'ilam ad she'nazir. But he was never actually mekabel on himself naziros. So why is it that he becomes a nazir immediately? Based on the previous yisoid of Reb Shimon and the Biskirov, Reb Shmuel explains the Rambam as follows: that since he said le'potter menayim achay nazir, and he was mechayiv himself in anhogas naziros, as long as his chayivas anhogas naziros was mechayiv him to be neig naziros right away, then his Naziris is chal immediately. Since the chalois kedushas Naziris is dependent upon that he is chayiv ban hogas Naziris. And that is what the Rambam means when the Rambam says that it is chal olav Naziris miad. And one does not need any other kabbalah in order that he should become a Nazir. That is how Reb Shmuel explains the Rambam based on the previous yesod of Reb Shimon and the Biskirov.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.